Yo, what up though? It's your boy G, your boy Guapo, coming back. Another episode, man. I had a fucked up week. I'm not in the Christmas spirit at all, and I gotta start out differently this time because I done had some fucked up shit happen, so you know what I'm saying. I'm just gonna get right into it. Let's talk about it. My homeboy Jeremy, bro, I truly apologize to you, bro. I'm sorry. I understand that accidents happen, real shit. We were at work and I hurt somebody, honestly, and he ended up in the hospital. He had to have surgery. Due to the grace of God, everything went fine. He's healthy at home, chilling, watching Netflix, doing his thing. Again, I apologize, bro. I wish you the best and a speedy recovery. But thinking back, it makes me think like accidents truly happen. I had to think back to get some type of relief, if you will, about the situation. I had to think back to like my whole childhood. Like I had to go back to like the early stages of my life. My mom owned this 84 Chevy Cavalier. Me and my brother used to call that motherfucker the sardine can. Literally, like the can. It was this photo piece of shit that my mama owned. That junk was fucking, it got us from A to B though, real shit. It was from A to B, for sure, no bullshit. She swerved into every stationary object in that motherfucker though. Literally, my mama hit everything sitting still in that motherfucker. Everything. If it couldn't move, my mama clipped it, bumped it, ran around it, like clipped it, coming out the pockets, anything. She swerved to miss a dog nigga and knocked off the passenger side mirror one day. Fuck that dog, mama. You try to keep your car or nah? Bro, we lived in these apartments called the Square Circle on Mississippi Boulevard, like back in the day. This is like super ancient. My mama hit the pole of the steps of the apartments that we had been living in for like 2 years, bro. Like, it was devastating. Like, just watching my mama just like dismantle a car. Accident by accident, honestly. Like, we had been staying there for a good 2 years. My mama was driving that shit. She pulled in, and I guess she wasn't paying attention. I can't say she was texting and driving, because back then, motherfuckers didn't even have cell phones. So I don't really know what the fuck happened, to be honest. I was too young to really understand. But when I looked out that window, nigga, that car was up against that pole, and my mama was in shock. Man, instead of turning away from the pole, she turned again. Yeah, instead of turning away from the pole, she turned towards it and kind of like hugged the pole. So the whole side of the car just hugging the pole the whole way around. It looked like we was like glued to the pole, like double-sided tape or some shit. I mean, the car destroyed at this point. That whole driver's side looked like it only got ran over. That side only got ran over by a monster truck. Just that side. Not the entire car, just that side. Destroyed. That's why we called it the sardine can. Throw the whole motherfucking car away. But again, it was from A to B. That junk would get you from A to B. Full tank of gas, $50. Man, that's 600 miles. That's from here to Dallas. That's from here to Dallas, nigga, on no stops. But again, accidents happen. I appreciate y'all for listening. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel much lighter. I do. I feel much lighter. I can take my shoes back off. And, you know, we can get back to it. Greetings, folks. Now we can get back to the regularly scheduled programming, you feel me? Shout out to Anchor for giving your boy a platform to stand up and do my thing. I appreciate that. Bless y'all. Shout out to your boy Jamie for giving me that little push, you know, to get out here and do my shit. Again, I'm just not in the Christmas spirit. Like, I'm just not feeling it right now. I'm not on the side of stockings and stocking stuffers and that type shit. I was rapping with one of my homeboys the other day, and it just saddens me that guys are going into the holidays with the Dusty Dick Award. Like, you ain't getting no pussy going into the holidays? Wait a minute. So you and your wife married, you and your girlfriend, y'all in the same house, you and your boo, and y'all ain't getting it in for the holidays? This cuffing season, bruh. What's going on? That's whack. You can't end 2020 dry. You can't end 2020 dry on a dry note. You can't do that. You
can't. So I was like, what's good, bro? What's going on? Something got to be wrong. We get in the conversation. He tell me they intuit about something. It had been 2 months. I said, what? Two what? Like, 2 calendar months? Like, June and July? He was like, yes, bro. I was like, no way. I screamed. Like, I screamed as if 3 people were chasing me with long machetes or some shit. I ain't even know what to say. I was like, ain't no fucking way. 2 months? Are we married? We in a relationship. Listen. I couldn't even get my words out. Even in a relationship, 2 months is too fucking long. That's just me, though. We going into day 7, day 8. I'm already like, listen, love. Can we sit down and work this out? At least so we can go in, you know, so we can go in here and handle this business. Because we can't go 8, 9, 10 days, 2, 3 weeks. Oh, no. I got call in. I'll miss a day of work. You going to miss a day of work. We got some making up to do. I'm taking all the necessary precautions. 2 months? I'm sorry. That's probably like lack of communication and a lot of shit. But a king has his needs. Can we go out for drinks and like hash this shit out like adults? Like, I'm open for suggestions, baby. Damn. 2 months? No womb? That's definitely not where it's at. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of 2 months, though, I've been on this journey for at least solid 2 months, going in right at 3. It's been a struggle. Like I said, I had a terrible 2 weeks, bad news about my grandmother, all type of shit go on. However, I did have another conversation with somebody, and they were asking me, how do you plan on like sharing your podcast, CJ? And I said, I don't really know. I said, I don't really have a plan just yet. I'm trying to work out the kinks. I'm trying to be positive for y'all. Y'all should be positive for me in return. I would appreciate that. So again, I'm giving you my permission to like share this episode, like put it on your Facebook page, text it to your homeboy, text it to your homegirl. If you going through this shit where you ain't getting no dick or you ain't getting no pussy and it's 2 months in, listen, I'm encouraging you to seek help. Like, let this be the push you need to hit that 1-800 number to handle your business. 2 months is just too fucking long. And again, I've been holding out for 2 months on giving this positivity to people. So help them out. Appreciate it. And just thinking about the whole situation, it takes me back to like a previous episode. I wonder how frustrating of a sexual situation is it for deadbeat dads. Like, is pussy like thrown at these niggas? I guarantee you, like, that's the balance of it too. Like, niggas would have absolutely no shape, form, or fashion interaction with their children whatsoever, but all the pussy in the world be in their lap. Like, all the bitches be throwing themselves at niggas like that. Why is that? What is the complexity that women have to want the bad boy or the thug or the dope boy? Like, I ain't knocking none of this shit or whatever. I grew up around this shit, so I ain't tripping. But what make motherfuckers want that knowing the outcome? Like, you know you don't want them real problems that come with being with a dope nigga. You know that. You don't want no type of nigga to go to jail. You don't want 5 or 6 different baby mamas calling. You don't want all that. You don't want all that extra shit in your life. Looking over your shoulder, too. Because some of them niggas' baby mamas be involved. That's just how that shit go. They be wanting, you know, they be wanting to stretch that dollar a little further. So, shit, they might dip their toes in, too, and wiggle them a little bit. You never know. But even still, what makes a woman say, okay, I want that type of nigga? Somebody got to explain it to me. Because I don't see niggas saying, I want a bitch that sell dope. Excuse my language. I want a chick that sell dope. I don't see niggas saying that. I don't see men saying that. I don't see us saying that. We don't go after that. However, we do chase the motherfuckers that don't want shit. I will admit that. As a man, I can say that out loud, because I done dated some motherfuckers that didn't really want shit. They don't want shit now. I mean, that's just the way of the world, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't really blame that on 2020. That's just niggas. And again, a nigga can be anybody, so fuck all that. But again, when you look at a person and you trying to figure out what who to date, or what type of person to deal with. I'm just giving my unprofessional, unproven, from the gut advice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking for me. Is that person, do they have stability? Are their parents together? Do they grow up in a single parent home? Do they go to church? Do they save their money? What their credit score look like? This is the type of shit you need to be telling your kids to be listening to or asking these questions versus the shit these motherfuckers is rapping about on these songs. Because when we came up, that shit was terrible. It's way fucking worse now. That's a previous episode too, so we ain't gonna even get into that. But I appreciate you listening. And again, thank you. Rest in peace to my grandmother, Dorothy Jeanette Cooper. You will forever be missed. We love you. We thank you for what you did while you was here. We only got to let your shell go, but your spirit, what you stand for, your morals, your values, what you taught us, what you raised us on, it's here forever. We love you.